us, but we're okay here. There was a tornado that, dangerously touched down here about a mile from the casino. But fortunately, I think everybody was okay. There was some injuries, but I think everybody was okay. They're still,
Yeah.
I don't know what your report was, but
I'm not aware of any. I'll say serious injuries, but sometimes those reports are a little bit late coming out. So, but as of this moment, I'm not aware of any serious injuries. But with your locations all over, and we were seeing tornadic activity in the Ponca City area, Fairfax area, down in the Skytook area. So, Osage properties, as far as just all the events that you, the places that you and I talk about, you had multiple sites that were potentially in danger.
Yeah, that's right, Charlie, because we have seven locations all over, from Ponca to Bartlesville to Skytook to Hominy, and fortunately we're okay. But this time, I know now, between now and June, we always have to be careful, and glad we have you guys on the radio telling us what to, because I got many alerts, from local news media about yesterday, alerts as far as break-ins and all that.
Yeah, that's for sure. So it's nice to be able to keep be here to keep people up to date. And you're right, the months of April, May, and June are the three most prevalent months for tornadic activity. And so technically it's still March, but close enough. Let's go ahead and just put it in with the April stuff.
But it's also a great time of year because we have it's the time to get out and about. So we know that we have so many locations in Osage County, which is the largest county in Oklahoma, and people like to get out and drive, and it's a beautiful drive, and it's a good time to get out and look at the greenery too.
Well, that's it, and I've got a coworker who is a motorcyclist, and have been itching for the good weather to get out and hop on and go someplace. And it looks as though at least this weekend, we're looking at temperatures forecasted around 70 for Saturday and upper 70s on Sunday. So it looks as though a good weekend to get out and just make the loop all around your properties, and start at Bartles Hill or end at Bartles Hill and start in Skytook, or go all the way to Ponca City and drive the route, whatever people want to do.
Yeah, exactly, Charlie. And we're looking forward to April 16th, the Business and Home Show. We'll have a presence there at the Washington County Fairgrounds. And
Sherry Wilt and I were talking about that yesterday. Glad to hear that you're going to be there again. I think if places like Osage Casino, you're one of the stops that nearly everybody's going to stop at your booth.
Yeah, that's right, because, and not just because we have a lot of good giveaways, but hopefully because they want to find out more about, the locations and what we have to offer. So, we at our dining locations, we welcome anybody to come in and try the buffet or try that on the weekends. But we're also an 18 and over establishment, so we have the live music, and we have the drink specials, and we've got a lot's going on.
Well, and you're a local employer. I don't know the exact number, but if we were to add up all of your locations, Bartlesville, Skytook, Barnstall, some of the other places, not Barnstall, Pawhuska, some of your places, you're a major employer in the area.
Yeah, that's correct, Charlie. I know a lot of people don't realize that we started the Osage Gaming back in 2001 with just 60 employees, and that was in Hominy.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're looking at, today we have about 1,200 employees, which are all around, and a lot of that has to do with our newer properties in Skytook and Ponca City, where we have the convenience store and the hotel property and the ballrooms there. But it's also in Bartlesville. We've got up close to 150 at least employees at Bartlesville, and of course they're always out pumping gas and buying groceries and contributing to the economy, just like a lot of other. Everybody else that works there. So, that's a good. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to mention as a tie-in to an announcement that was out yesterday, and we've had it on the radio from about midday yesterday on. I've had it several times today. But Bartlesville tied with Miami at, I believe, number 73 on the list of the top 100 micropolitan communities across the country. And, we're looking at a potential of around 600 that they had to choose from. Bartlesville coming in at that number. The BDA Chairman David Wood was saying yesterday that puts Bartlesville in the top 15% of those choices across the country. So a great ranking for Bartlesville.
Yeah, I saw that. I did see that as well, Charlie, yesterday. And a lot of that goes to, hopefully, Maria Gus at the Visit Bartlesville will get a lot of credit for that. And then, as well, you know, it just shows that these communities like Bartlesville are places to, you know, destinations. And hopefully we'll get a lot more people, we'll see that outside the state of Oklahoma and either come, just at least to come visit and see what it's all about.
And we're entering that season that you need to be inviting people to come visit Oklahoma and Northeast Oklahoma, and I'll say Bartlesville and specifically, whether we're talking about some of the events that you have throughout the summer months at the Osage locations, particularly in Bartlesville. But then you're also involved, like you said, at the Business and Home Show. Typically, you've got something going on through OK Mozart. You're probably going to be out at Sunfest. It's a summer full of locations that we're going to see that Osage Casino logo throughout what's going on in the area.
Yeah, that's right, Charlie. When you mentioned the OK Mozart and Sunfest, for sure, we'll be involved in that. And, you know, we're looking to get folks out. This is hopefully the travel time of year where I know that the Osage County Tourism Committee is excited about, number one, we know that Little Rock is one of the top locations for people to come and visit, you know, throughout the year in Osage County, as well as Gilchrist Museum and Tallgrass Prairie. So I know that Osage County Tourism is focusing on being more proactive and to a certain extent, you know, finding out who is actually coming to those locations like Little Rock, mm-hmm. and then they say, hey, why don't you go to the Tallgrass Prairie or look what Frank Phillips, museum, what they're doing, here we have the Price Tower. So I think it's just a matter of getting the word out. We're doing well through social media, but we sort of need to get the boots on the ground, you know.
Okay, well, tell you what, we will continue with Chris Barton from the Osage Casino Studios in Bartlesville. Eat, stay, and play at Osage, and we will continue in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and again, talking with Chris Barton, Osage Enterprises, specifically as it pertains to, Bartlesville's casino, but locations in Hominy and Skytook and Sand Springs, Ponca City, Tulsa. You are around the area where people are going, and whether it's just a snack at the deli or the surf and turf coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, 5 to 9, Sunday, brunch buffet, 11 to 3, And Chris, I haven't looked to see, but typically you've got entertainment throughout much of the summer months. Another reason that will, you know, bring people into your locations, whether it's musical concerts or some of the other things going on. Did I see you had Salt and Peppa coming to the area sometime in April?
That's right, Salt and Peppa. I'm glad you mentioned that, Charlie, but we do have the free... We do have the free live local music at our Bartlesville location. Mm-hmm. And I know we have great bands like Imzadi or Another Alibi or the Backroads Band, and that starts at 9 p.m. Friday and Saturday at the 918 there in Bartlesville. But yes, April 18th we have Salt and Pepper, the famous women's musical group I started back in the 90s. I think at least in the 90s, and they've got some great music. And I think there's still some tickets available for that. But then we're bringing back Peter Frampton, who is a great, topped out his record sales back in the 1970s. But he's coming here May 18th. And then we have Robert Earl Keen, a country songwriter,
June 30th. I just looked it up. June 30th. Yeah.
Yeah, but those are great shows, Charlie, because they're not, you know, it's like $20 to go to see a great act like those folks there. Yeah. Well, it's not. It's a night out for dinner, and it's only $20 a ticket. So, and it's comfortable, and there's not a bad seat in the house at the Osage Event Center in Tulsa. So, and we also have, you know, it's also a great place to work here at Osage Casinos.
Well, that's what we were talking about before we took the break, the fact that you are an area employer, and some of the jobs require some specific skills, but many of them, you do all the in-house training on that. And so, you know, you're there ready to take people from the community and give them the skills they need if necessary, and train them along the way. And then typically for a lot of the jobs, you promote from within. So it's opportunities for advancement there, too.
Yeah, that's right, Charlie. And so we post all of our jobs, whether they're part-time or full-time jobs, on our website, osagecasinos.com. So we do offer the great pay and benefits and scheduling. We are a 24/7 operation, so there's lots of opportunity to work, you know, different hours. And then, like you say, there's opportunity for growth. And so I just wanted to note, if you do fill out an application online, it can take a couple weeks till we process some of the information, the job information on the website, and then, you're right. The new hires will have an appointment to come in and do a background check and some screening through the Osage Nation Gaming Commission, and our orientation is typically a couple of days. So we, like I said, we do hire 18 and over, and it is a great place to work, and we're always looking for great new employees.
And I think that's important that, and sometimes the bad news of this story or that story as far as unemployment rates are out there, but frequently, if you're looking at places like the Osage Casino, you know, yes, any employer is a little selective on the people they hire, but you are usually hiring somebody for some job, and a lot of people are going to be qualified for that, so they need to apply.
Yeah, that's correct. And so you'll find out there whether it's a banker or a bartender or a guest service representative, and either even some housekeeping jobs we have, or front desk people for our hotel properties. So we've got all kinds of positions out there. And we just want, if you haven't been out to see us, you know, come out and see us, and then you'll get some free play right off the bat, and you can enjoy. Yeah, I think Bartlesville is one of our nicest locations, but we have other properties as well.
I would agree with you, but again, I live and work in Bartlesville, so I think it would be natural for me to say that. But it's nice to hear you to say that, because you represent all the properties. But you know, it's a scenic location. You get out there, and particularly from the buffet area, it's a nice view over the countryside. It really looks nice.
Yeah, that's right, Charlie. And it's just west. It's just located west of town, just off of Highway 123, and you just turn. I think the easiest way to get there is from Bartlesville. Go to, like, you're going to Osage Hills Schools, mm-hmm. and go up 39 Hill, and you're right there. So it's not too far at all.
It is. Well, Chris, you know, I appreciate you calling in this morning and updating us on some of the things going on. Entertainment for at the Tulsa Event Center, and you can buy your tickets, I think, online for those concerts coming up. Over the next...
Yeah, or you can call. We have an 800 number, actually. You can call 877-246-8777, or just simply go to osagecasinos.com.
And check out the listings there. And, of course, like you said, stop by one of the locations. If you don't have a Players Club card, get one, and you get some free play in the process. And, again, Surf and Turf Buffet tomorrow and Saturday, and the Sunday Buffet. That's going on 11 until 3. Chris Barton, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Hey, thanks a lot, Charlie, and go Sooners.
All right. We're looking forward to that. News on the way next from the ONN.
ONN News, I'm Randy Renner. The Tulsa area hit last night by